This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh, could not be happier than to have you with us. Welcome. We are talking about the Kavanaugh confirmation tonight. 888-340-3373. Our phone lines have been absolutely jam-packed all night long. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. It's live, Radio Night Live on Biz TV across the country, coast to coast. It's on great radio stations coast to coast, like KSLR in San Antonio, Texas. And we got stations in Portland and San Diego and Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth. We're everywhere. Thank you for making us the most syndicated radio broadcast in America every single weekend. And thank you for joining us live on the Facebook page, too. We take the TV stream and we make that available for those of you that don't get Biz TV on my Facebook page. And I think if you go through my Twitter feed, you'll find a link and you can get over there to it as well. I want to welcome a brand new sponsor to the broadcast as well tonight, and we're excited about this. We're launching CoQ10ergy. Is the name of it. CoQ10ergy. What is it? It's a highly absorbable CoQ10. In fact, if you look at other CoQ10 products that are on the market, it's got about four times the absorbability amount of others that are out there. But it's really an energy drink. If you use Red Bull or 5-Hour or any of those things, but you get the shakes because of the caffeine or the sugar, or you don't like the carbs, friends, CoQ10ergy is caffeine-free, it's sugar-free, it's carb-free, it will hydrate and CoQ10ergize your day. I was in on the formulation of this product from the very beginning. I have had tastes of the samples. We're coming out with great flavors across the board. But tonight, friends, tonight, if you go to KMCFree, KMCFREE, KMCFree.com, Kevin McCullough Free, KMCFree.com. I've got a free sample for every person that goes there tonight, up to the first 100. All you got to do is go there, click the free sample thing. You send them your little list, your shipping info, and we send you the CoQ10ergy 100%. Free sample for you tonight. Now, this what you're going to get tonight is not the little. It's not the little 2-ounce shot. It's not the little thing that looks like the size of your thumb. You're going to get the CoQ10ergy water, which is a vitamin water or a Gatorade sized bottle, and it's the right formulation for your body for tonight. So, if you want the free sample, of CoQ10ergy tonight. KMCFree.com, and the first 100 people that go there and request it get one. But you got to be one of the first 100. Now, if you get in too late and you're not able to do that, we are also able to offer you 20% off your first shipment if you would like to try it and have more than just one come your way. That we can get that for you as well. But KMCFree.com, KMCFree. com for a free sample of CoQ10ergy. I was talking with a gentleman who I think is in his early 70s a few weeks ago. Still a professional, still works in New York City, puts in long hours. And I said, Jerry, guess what? We've got this energy drink that is coming out. It has the same kind of punch and power to get you through your day and to pick you up and to wake you up when you feel that little 2 o'clock lull. But I said, there's no caffeine in it. And I said, and there's no sugar, and there's no carbs. And he looked up at me, and I said, and guess what? It's got four times the amount of CoQ10 in it of the stuff that's on the market. He said, what? Four times absorbable CoQ10? He goes, that's good for my heart. That's good for my joints. That's good for everything that my 72-year-old body needs. So, friends, it couldn't be more easy for you to try it. And if you like it, it's now available. CoQ10ergy, a free gift from me for you tonight. You're going to get the berry fruit punch flavor when you go to kmcfree.com, kmcfree.com. Just fill out the information, and we've got a free sample of it coming your way. No other strings attached. You get it, you try it, you enjoy it, you like it, you use it, you tell other people. That's all we ask. If it works for you, tell someone else. It's worked for me. That's why I'm telling you. And we could not be more excited than to be the first place you're going to hear about this. And friends, it's going to be everywhere. It's going to be like the MyPillow here in another year. This is going to be enormous. CoQ10 based energy that helps you hydrate and CoQ10 energize your day. CoQ10 free sample tonight at kmcfree.com. All right. See, I came bearing gifts. Now, we're talking, and we're going to delay the opening of the ladies' lounge because my guest needs a few more minutes to get everything in order. So she's going to be with us at about 20 past the hour. But that gives me a chance to take a few more calls. So let's go to line 2 because Janie's been very, very patient because she called last hour from Las Vegas, Nevada, and she also is watching Biz TV. Janie, thank you for your patience. You're here with Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Thanks for holding on. What's your thought?
Hi, Kevin. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to say that I watched the entire Senate hearing with Judge Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford, and I thought his opening statement was excellent, by the way. And I thought that she seemed very discombobulated as far as being a credible witness, and I thought it odd that when she described the incident happening in the House upstairs, and all of the particulars about it, that she was very traumatized and got post-traumatic stress syndrome, and it's affected her whole life, basically. Yet when she went to the Safeway with her mother and saw Judge Kavanaugh's best friend or his friend that was part of this incident, that she said hi to him.
Hmm.
And I thought that was weird, because if something so traumatic would have happened to me as a person, as a woman, the last thing I would do is say hi to the alleged perpetrator. I mean, he'd be getting the dirtiest looks I could imagine.
Sure. You wouldn't have gone out of your way to go see him, though, which she did. She said there was a second door on the Safeway, and she went out of her way to go to that door because that's where he was. Her mom supposedly went in another door. Now, here's the other problem with that story, Janie, and I don't know if you've seen this, but if you follow me on Twitter, you'll learn stuff like this all the time. So somebody came up with the drawings of, or the pictures from the Safeway from 1982, and if this took place 6 to 8 weeks after the supposed attack, the front of the Safeway only had one door at that time. There was no second door. That was something that she either misremembered. Again, she was 100% clear on the things that she said she knew, and this fell into that category. She was 100% clear that she knew that she saw Mark Judge at that Safeway 6 to 8 weeks later, and she went in the second door. Her mom went in the main door, and the second door did not exist in 1982. So.
That's incredible.
It's really something. And, you know, this FBI extended investigation may just turn all kinds of little stuff up like that. I mean, she was also afraid to fly, and she flew to French Polynesia and Costa Rica and Hawaii. And, I mean, none of those flights are short from San Francisco.
No, they're not. So, I've been on a few. They're not short.
All right, Janie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ed real quick in Massachusetts. He's watching Biz TV as well. Hello, Ed. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well. What's your thought?
That's good. Well, the thought is this. The funny thing is that Dianne Feinstein sent her to the Katz lawyers.
Yep.
You know who the biggest client of Katz is?
No.
The name you said earlier, George Soros.
Wait a minute. Whoa. The Katz law firm represents George Soros?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what did you make, Ed? I just want to ask, get your opinion. What did you make when they asked him, who's paying your...
Well, she doesn't know. The law firm's paying it, but the money's coming from Soros. That's the way Soros works. I know how he works. I've been involved.
What do you think of the GoFundMe accounts? Do you think that's money laundering? You think they're paying her for the...
By George Soros.
Yeah. Very interesting. All right, Ed, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Real quickly, V in Mississippi. I've only got a couple of seconds, but what's your thought?
Okay. Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Kevin.
Sure thing.
My thought is, well, when she said, when they asked her, what was her reason for coming now? And she said she just had to, something told her because, can you hear me?
I can't. We're running out of time, Lee. I've only got 5 seconds left.
Okay. Yeah. Well, she just said that, you know, she waited until he got into where it looked like she was going to be nominated. And I just thought that was kind of crazy that she waited for that particular time, even though he was a
threat. V, thank you for the call. There's actually a lot of people that thought that was funny because it kind of seems like something's not right about it. Anyway, coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Mercell Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Mercell Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercellMedia.com. VercellMedia.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Rick Hossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, really glad to have you with us. And every Saturday night, we always try to make room to amplify some female voices in a thing called the Ladies Lounge. This got started years ago when I felt like there needed to be more female voices in talk radio. I was already a Me Too affirmative action kind of outlet before any of these scandals came about. And I've been glad of it because I think it's brought a lot of great conversation to the airwaves. And this week, I had a chance in an exclusive setting, one-on-one, to sit down with somebody that knows Brett Kavanaugh and actually had a very up-close view of who he was about as a family person and as a government employee, someone who worked for the Bush administration. And I've asked if we could use her name publicly, and she has given me permission for that. Marguerite Tortorello is her name, and she was the director of correspondence for President Bush under Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh was her direct boss. And Marguerite, I guess the place to start is, let's go back to the very beginning, what you know of the Kavanaughs and how you met.
As well as with Ashley Kavanaugh. I've known Ashley for about 20 years now, and I've known Brett for about 15 years. I joined the Bush administration back in August of 2001 and knew Ashley right away, and then had the opportunity to get to know Brett right away. As you may know, in D.C., it's a very small circle of people that work together, and I was really glad to call them friends just from the very early part of my days in D.C. And then when I was at the White House, I was special assistant to the president, as you just shared, and director of correspondence, and Brett was my direct boss. So I had the opportunity to work with Brett constantly, and I had meetings on the West Wing with him every 2 weeks, and I can just really speak to his character, his integrity. He is a good man, and I'm just so proud of him and everything that he has done to serve our country, and I'm really proud to call him my friend.
I want to get into some of the details of what you're willing to kind of go on the record and say about him in that respect, but let me, before we do that, get your reaction to the idea that these now three different specific accusers have come forward and made what sound incredibly to me like very overtly criminal charges against a sitting circuit court judge. And I would think that in some six FBI investigations in the past, certainly something of this type of behavior, if it had been as habitual as what these accusers are wanting us to believe, would have turned up. What is your reaction to both the accusations and whether or not these kinds of things would have presented themselves long before now?
So, Kevin, it's interesting you talked earlier about being online, and I as well am online often, which is why I'm sharing that Beth Brett is my boss and that I'm proud to stand with him. So I was scrolling through comments recently as well and saw people talking about background checks and, well, do they really go back that far, and would they really talk to people in high school? And I can share that for where I was in the White House, I also had to go through background checks. I did not go to the level that Brett's clearance was at, but just even at my level, they talked to my friends in high school. They talked to my friends in grade school. They asked about people that knew me, my behavior, what I was like, what my values were, and I know that same system was applied to Brett Kavanaugh. So when you look at the numerous background checks that he went through, I can tell you they look in detail into your past. And again, what's also interesting is when they're doing those background checks, they may reach out to someone that you suggested they reach out to in high school, but then they're going to go further and talk to people that you did not suggest. They keep going and going and going. So when you look at the many, many background checks that Brett has gone through and the amount of times he's gone through it and that he was at the highest levels of clearances, I think that really speaks volumes about his integrity and his character, and that the FBI has continuously not found anything in those checks.
Well, and I want to just make this clear. The six different checks that he's had, as I understand it, and maybe you can confirm this for us, is that the lower, more entry level that you are, the certain level that it goes. But every time that he had an additional background check done, it was because he was being granted more sensitive access, greater responsibility, greater autonomy over maybe certain segments of his job and information that he would be handling and so forth. So what we're saying is that not only did he have maybe six separate checks done at some time, but that each one was intentionally done in such a way to dig deeper, try to purposefully find more, and go as far back as necessary. Now, you just said they went to your grade school friends. Certainly, if you had these high school incidents taking place, and certainly those in college, there would be someone somewhere that would have had knowledge. I mean, the charges today are that he was drugging punch and lining up gang rapes for girls in closed rooms. I mean, there's got to be some sort of evidence of that somewhere, if that existed.
I agree, Kevin. And again, so the background check, as you said, that network, how that ripple keeps growing and growing. And you're right, as you move up the ladder in the different level security checks, it does expand and expand. And I was also part of participating in clearance checks for other people. So in the role that I held in the White House, I had to participate in clearance checks for other people. So I've seen it from both views. And again, I can share that the level of detail that they go into, the amount of people that they talk to, the type of questions that they ask, again, this just really speaks strongly of Brett's character, his strong values, his integrity. He is a good man, and what would have came out through those background checks if there were just outrageous situations, like some of the things that are coming out, it would have been discovered in some of those numerous, numerous background checks.
All right, so let me ask you for some more, I don't know, corroboration of your claims about his character. You had private meetings with him. There were times when you may have been alone with him or seen him interact with women in such a way. Was there ever, and this is, you know, on the record for all to hear, but was there ever anything that he did from a standpoint of interacting with women that ever even made you slightly uncomfortable?
Not at all. And Kevin, the reason that I am being vocal and why I'm making sure people are aware that I'm standing with Brett is that I do have a unique view that Brett was my boss. He was also socially my friend. And I was in the West Wing in meetings in his office with him alone, and I felt respected. He treated me with dignity, with integrity. And he is so respectful of everyone in our country. The type of work that we do at Presidential Correspondence is if someone writes the president a letter, if they email him that president, if they fax him, if they send him a handwritten note, a gift, all of that correspondence comes through the office that I led, and then ultimately Brett oversaw our operations and had a very tangible hand on making sure that the president had the opportunity to hear every voice of every person in our country, that the people in the administration that could help people, respond to people, that they had the opportunity to make sure that protocols were followed. It's really amazing to see how Brett treated people, whether it was through a letter or through an in-person meeting. He treated every person with dignity and respect. Every woman that he interacted with, I was always so impressed, and he was so professional.
So what you're basically saying is that he had a consistent ethic in people, viewing people, interacting with people, treating people as more important than himself.
Exactly. And at Presidential Correspondence, we had a staff of over 60. We had dozens of interns, and we had over 500 volunteers. So we really ran the gamut of people of their different backgrounds and ages and diversity. And every single person that he interacted with at the White House, under my view, he treated them with dignity and respect. He was consistent in his behavior. He was consistent in his values and his approach. And I was very...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI is working through the weekend with agents looking into sexual misconduct allegations made against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. An anonymous source says the Bureau will investigate claims that were made by his former Yale classmate, Deborah Ramirez, which expands the investigation beyond those made by Christine Blasey Ford. President Trump spoke to reporters at the White House before leaving for a rally in West Virginia.
I would expect it's going to turn out very well for the judge.
Speaking in Austin, Texas, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says Kavanaugh could have two jobs in jeopardy now.
If he is not telling the truth to Congress or to the FBI, then he's not fit not only to be on the Supreme Court, but to be on the court that he's on right now.
Kavanaugh denies the claim. He's alleged that Democrats, including the Clintons, are out to get him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Every Saturday night, Radio Night Live, 66 million television households, 300-plus radio outlets. We're so grateful to have you with us. And great stations coast to coast all around the country. And grateful to be able to bring you tremendous insights from people that really know their stuff. And tonight in the Ladies' Lounge is no exception. We are talking with Marguerite Tortorello, who is a former employee of Brett Kavanaugh at the White House, worked for him for about 15 years, knows him very well. very, very well. And Marguerite, I'm just curious as to another question. The idea that you would see him not only in how he would be with other women, but also in very tough situations where if he was the head of an office, obviously at times you have to let people go, you have to settle problems. I'm just curious. One of the knocks that have been on him is that he's hot-headed or something like that. Did you ever see him mistreat an employee of any sort?
So I can say that Brett Kavanaugh, in all my interactions, he was respectful and treated people with dignity and respect. So, Kevin, you're alluding to an interesting point about personnel and such. So we were all part of the administration following September 11th and just some very intense times in our country and dealing with very difficult issues, national security and the economy, and how do we help move our country forward. And what to me was always so powerful was how optimistic Brett was about our country, how much gratitude he expressed for all the people that were working to serve our nation, and how he operated with protocols that were fair and appropriate. And so you see that in how he talks about the law and about protocols and systems that we all have to abide by the rules. And so no matter the situation, whether it was a personnel issue or it was something with our national security following September 11th, or whether it was trying to help move the economy forward, every person in any instant, he treated them with dignity and respect.
Yeah, that's a pretty stunning thing to be able to say about someone. Marguerite, let me ask you about this, because this plays into the issue. Men and women are different. They're driven and motivated by different things. Men, it's a generalization to say this. I understand that. But I happen to be a deep man of faith myself. I happen to believe that men have sexual temptations in ways that women don't. They deal with things that are visual. They deal with things that can drag them into certain stuff in a way that would be different than perhaps a woman's heart would be attracted to such a situation. Describe as best you can the state of marriage that you saw with Brett and Ashley and how they interacted with one another when you were able to observe it.
So, again, as I shared, I've known Ashley for almost 20 years. I'm going back to our Texas days, and she is the most caring, compassionate, amazing, wonderful person. I do not have enough adjectives to say just how fantastic she is and how wonderful it was to work with her, whether it was in Texas or at the White House. And Brett, for those that know him, he is just very kind. You can see in all of the service that he's done over his entire lifetime how he gets back, whether it's coaching his daughter's basketball team or volunteering in other ways in the community. They are both all about giving back and a life of service, and they are very close. Those of us that worked in the White House, we were great friends, and you can just see the strong foundation of faith and friendship and optimism that really just surrounds them and the people they surround themselves with.
You would say that they had an affectionate care for one another.
They're amazing. I'm sure you saw the recent interview that they did the other night, and this is a couple that is just so loving to each other, and they are just a wonderful, wonderful couple, and I'm proud to call them both my friends.
Yeah, that's a ringing endorsement. You mentioned a second ago that they are people of faith, and the reason that I want to bring this up is because there is a thought in pop culture that if you are a person of faith, you are a person of weakness. When Mike Pence was outed, if you will, for saying that he doesn't have dinner with women by themselves after hours, that he doesn't go to parties where he's drinking alcohol unless his wife is with him, he was roundly ridiculed by many of the same voices that are crying out for Kavanaugh's removal from this nomination. Describe as best you can the role that faith played in what you saw in the lives of the Kavanaughs.
And actually hold that thought because what we need to do is take this break. Marguerite Tortorello is my guest. She's the former director of correspondence at the White House for Brett Kavanaugh. Before he was a judge, he was working at the highest level of national security as the assistant to the president and went through all kinds of FBI background checks. But we're getting kind of a real behind-the-scenes kind of total picture of who he is as it relates to many areas of his life. And I'm grateful that Marguerite came forward and is willing to share her story with us tonight. You can follow her on Twitter, you can be in touch with her and follow what she has to say about all of this as well. When we come back, we continue that discussion, and we'll also take more of your calls on your thoughts about where the nomination of Mr.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
JMC.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Live from New York, Radio Night Live is the broadcast, and we are spending the entire show really talking about the Kavanaugh nomination, as it is the number one story from last week. It will be the number one story this coming week as they try to wrap up this FBI investigation. And don't tell anybody, but I think that they're getting really close to being done. I'll explain some of that theory when We are done with Marguerite, but Marguerite Tortorello is my guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and we're grateful and thankful to have her commenting to us about the different elements of Brett Kavanaugh and Ashley Kavanaugh's life. And Marguerite, I want to go back to something you said, that they are people of faith, and that that played a role in what you saw in their lives.
So that is a great question, and you can just tell how they operate with integrity and values. And I would also say, if you look to President Bush, he was our leader. And so those of us that had the opportunity to work in the administration, we believed that we were there to try and help move our country forward, and that to have a positive attitude and to believe in the good in people and to bring out the best in people. And so that concept of faith and serving others was very strong among Brett and Ashley, as well as those of us that were all fortunate to work together and work for President Bush.
It was just kind of an atmospheric setting, if you will, within the Bush administration, that this was going to be an honorable place where people interacted with each other honorably.
Correct. That, and it was expected as well. Like, you serve at the pleasure of the president, and we all took our roles very seriously, and you were there to do good and to help our country in whatever way you could, and you were there to act with strong values and the highest integrity.
Let me ask you this. When Dr. Ford came forward, obviously there was a lot of there was a lot of speculation about whether or not to believe women, whether or not to require corroboration. In fact, we've seen the Democrats now say, well, it's really on Mr. Kavanaugh to disprove these charges than it is for the women to prove them. But your thoughts, what went through your mind the minute that you heard the first accusation come forward from Mrs. Ford?
So, like you, I am very passionate about social media and online and connecting and networking. And having worked in the administration during, again, very difficult times, I was also there during Hurricane Katrina and, again, September 11th, war. How the news cycle is so amplified now, the 24-hour news cycle, social media, what I immediately thought is just how difficult and the days ahead are going to be for everyone involved. And so for Dr. Ford and her family, what they're going through, for Brett and Ashley, what they're going through, for their friends, it is just a very difficult time. And it's to me, it's very tough to look at our country. We are such an amazing country. There are so many incredible things about our country, and it is a place of optimism. And it's just heartbreaking to see what's happening to all these families. And I wish this was not our country was this right now.
Yeah.
I'm not very articulate right there, but I feel for everyone involved. I hope we can quickly resolve this so we can all move on to helping our country.
I think you're quite articulate. Don't worry about that, Marguerite. Let me ask you this. There has been this presentation by the media that this is a contest between old white men on the Senate Judiciary Committee's Republican side of the dais and all women everywhere. Yet, we are told that Concerned Women for America, Moms for America will both be showing up in large numbers. There's actually more membership in those organizations than there are in things like the National Organization for Women and the Women's March. Your reaction on how women are watching these events unfold, and is, in your mind, Judge Kavanaugh getting a fair shot, and do you think women are able to assess facts, or is the media clouding the issue too much?
Well, I think the noise that is out there makes it very difficult to get to the facts, and I also think time makes things very difficult in this just volumeless, roaring noise that happens on social media and on TV and such. And so if you look at Judge Kavanaugh, my friend Brett, since last week he has wanted to testify, and he has repeatedly said he would testify that day, last week, and time just goes on, and as days go on, the noise gets louder in social media, and even my own Twitter feed, you know, what has blown up, it's just astounding. And so from all of the hype and all of the other activities that happen, it's hard to lose focus about what this is all about. This is about a good man who has lived a whole life full of integrity and strong values, serving our country. And, you know, I think if we could get back to Brett having a fair process, Dr. Ford having a fair process, and if we could just move quickly to resolve this, if that's what is most important. I really think we need to get back to that, just the roaring noise. Yes, you're exactly right. It's hard to cut through it all.
Any speculation as to why the Democrats are trying to delay this?
Oh, I would leave that to people that are much more experienced than I cannot even begin to expound on that.
No worries there, Marguerite, and I totally get it. Hey, listen, I'm really grateful that you took time out to be with us for this discussion, and everything that you said, I think people kind of intuitively know about Judge Kavanaugh, how we've gotten to know him a little bit. I was very impressed with the passion with which he came out of the chute in his testimony before Congress this week, and that he would fight for the truth, that he would fight for his family, that he would fight for the good name of his family. In the last hour, friends, those of you listening, someone called in and said, he didn't look very judge-like. I don't think he would have looked very manly if he had allowed those repugnant senators, one of whom has openly admitted that he has fondled women in the past, Cory Booker. Another one admits that she slept with someone 30 years her senior to get her political career launched, Kamala Harris. Another one had a Chinese spy working for her on the payroll for 20 years, Dianne Feinstein. Another one lied about his service in Vietnam and Richard Blumenthal. Another one lies almost every time he opens his mouth in Dick Durbin. You could go down that whole list of people that sat on that side of the dais, and you could measure Brett Kavanaugh's life against any of them, and you would find a more moral, a more wholesome, a more amazing person. And here they sat in judgment over him, trying to get him to, I think, become so irritated with the process that he would quit. But he said very clearly in his statement, he will not quit. He believes in truth. He believes in what he's been given the opportunity to be part of in this. So anyway, that's all something that will be looked at as time goes by. So we will take more of your calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And as we do, we will try to get as many of them in before the end of the broadcast as possible. We've only got a little bit of time left, but I want to take as many of your calls as we can. And I want to say thank you again to CoQ10ergy, my new sponsor tonight. If you want to try a free sample, you go to kmcfree.com. We'll send it to you absolutely free. It's Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All right. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Final few seconds of Radio Night Live this week. And we were limping along. We had no one in the audio booth tonight. The poor audio booth chair is empty. Your humble host was required to operate my own soundboard. To see, there's the empty chair. If you're watching on Biz TV, that's where Kyle would have been, or Ivan, or somebody. But it was left upon me to operate my own sound system right here. And then we tried to get everything on the air. We made a few mistakes. It all worked out. It's the beauty of live media. Thankful for all the calls we had tonight too. Really came alive and really brought a lot to the discussion. Let's go to line one. Bill is calling us from Fresno, California. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
The reason why I wanted to call is that I find it awful strange that the left is kept saying that she had nothing, she had everything to lose, nothing to gain. And if you go look at her Facebook, her GoFundMe page,
right,
it's really climbing up there. And the other thing is that now she's going to get the prestige from the left for trying to take down Judge Kavanaugh. Now she's going to be able to write books, she's going to be able to go on their talking shows and make money on that and whatever else she wants to do. And another point I wanted to make was that on her going to this psychologist and going through under hypnosis for this memory, there's a lot of repressed memory syndrome, is called. They end up with a lot of false memories.
Yeah.
For a long time, there's a lady who wrote a book by Margaret Hagan. It's called The Horrors of the Court, who talked about repressed memory syndromes. Syndrome.
Yeah, actually, the repressed memory practice in broader psychology circles today is really poo-pooed. Like, they don't give it any credit at all. But the one place where you have to give it credit is when there's a leftist trying to take down Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, and that's kind of how it worked out here. Hey, Bill, great points. Thanks for the call, and thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If we have time, we might get one more on here. I'm not sure if they're going to beat the clock or not. We do our best. Anyway, here's the other thing. I do want them to check out the GoFundMe pages. You're not supposed to pay a witness to come testify to Congress. She's going to make in excess of $1 million. And what he was saying about the book tour and all that stuff, that's just the start. She's going to be an icon for the Me Too, for the Women's Move March, for all of it, because she is not really Kavanaugh that they're trying to take down, although they want to keep the Supreme Court. They're desperate to keep the Supreme Court. They really want to take down Trump. They really want to do everything they can to do what they can to remove him and his influence from having any further effect. So that's kind of where that is all coming down at. And I don't know. We're going to see. I have this feeling there wasn't a lot to do for them to get this investigation done. Basically, they had to go talk to the witnesses. All of the witnesses agreed to speak to them, so there's no delay. Mark Judge, P.J. Smith, even her friend Ms. Kaiser, and they've all said we have no recollection of what she's saying. Anyway,
hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.